I suppose I want to speak to all of you this morning, but principally I had in mind teens, 20s and 30s. But it's for everybody, really. And I want to ask two important questions. In fact, I'm going to make some very large claims for these questions. The first question concerns those who are not saved. And here it is. This is the most important question that you will ever be asked. Now, that's a big claim, isn't it? This is the most important question that you will ever be asked. And it's found in the Bible. It's found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22 and verse 42, and it says this: what do you think of Christ? That is the most important question that you will ever be asked. What do you think of Christ? Why is this the most important question? Because it determines our relationship with God, and it determines our eternal destination. And we need to realize and understand this morning that what is at stake here is this: that every one of us, we have a soul that will never die in an eternity of God that will never end. So that makes it far more important than any of the other questions that you may be asked about your education or your occupation or anything else. This one deals with eternity. But you see, it is the most important question because in this eternity, there is a place of joy that the Bible calls heaven. And there is a place of judgment that the Bible calls hell. And at the end of this life, you and I are going to be in one or the other. Now, how do we get into God's heaven? How do we reach this place of joy? And the answer depends upon our reaction to the gospel and our relationship to Jesus Christ. Do we believe in him or do we not believe in him? Do we have him as our own and personal savior? Or are we Christ rejectors today? And so to those of you who may be not saved yet in this church this morning, I want you to think about this, the most important question that you will ever be asked. What do you think of Christ? The second question is for those who are saved. And again, I make large claims for the question because this is the most important question. Excuse me. This is the most important question that you will ever ask. For the sinner, it was that you'll ever be asked. For the saint, it is the most important question that you will ever ask. And again, the question is from the Bible. And it's from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9 and verse 6. And it's this: Lord, what do you want me to do? That's the most important question any Christian will ever ask. Lord, what do you want me to do? Now, one of the difficulties this morning is this, that so many Christians think that is a question for preachers and pastors. That is a question for missionaries and people who want to go into full-time service. But in reality, it is a question that God presents to every one of his children. God has a plan for your life. God has put a gift into your life, and God wants you to know that gift and to find that gift and discover and develop that gift and to use that gift. You might say, well, you know, I have plans to be a school teacher. Well, if that's God's will, that's fine. But the most important thing that you can ever find in your life is to discover the will of God for your life. But if you end up being a school teacher, I want you to realize that you have a responsibility to teach in such a fashion as someone who believes in this respect, I am serving God. And whether you're school teaching or working in an office or building or whatever it might be, whatever you do, there is this essence to it that we believe this is the will of God for me. You see, Mary had good advice for the people at the wedding at Cana of Galilee, and it stands today. Whatever he says to you, do it. Paul says to the Corinthians, he says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. My dear friends, by God's grace, try to avoid the tragedy of a wasted life. Try to avoid the tragedy of a wasted life. And if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus, set yourself the task of ascertaining for you the mind and will of God for your life. It may be just what you're doing. It may be teaching school. It may be working in an office. It may be building on a site. Or it may be something else. So those are the two questions this morning. The most important question that you will ever be asked as an unbeliever is, what do you think of Christ? The most important question that you will ever be ask as a believer is, Lord, what do you want me to do?